The survey says 287 self-identified victims, most of them women, were too ashamed, fearful, or worried about what might happen to their attackers if they notified authorities. Kelly Anderson is executive director of the Rape Crisis Center of Dane County, which has an office on the UW-Madison campus. She says there are other reasons victims don't talk.
There's this instinct with this crime more than any other crime to assume somehow that the victim is lying. And it's a system that takes a long time. Often by the time a case gets to court, it could be a year or 2 years later after a lot of foot dragging by defense attorneys. And victims often by that point don't want to be in a situation of talking about an incredibly traumatic, very uncomfortably intimate experience.
The report also says the majority of victims were first-year female students who were assaulted within their first 6 weeks of college. Anderson says there's evidence that this group is being singled out by sexual predators.
There are older men on campus who intentionally target incoming female students because they know that they are less prepared to defend themselves. They are often coming from smaller communities where they may not be as aware of the threat of sexual violence. And often these men use alcohol to lower the inhibitions and defenses of the women that they're targeting.
A survey consultant says Wisconsin's rate of sexual assault among students is similar to national numbers. The American Association of University Women says 20-25% of female students are assaulted during their college years. The findings were shared at this week's Board of Regents meeting at the UW-La Crosse. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.